little bit from the Yonav Truma. On the one hand, you have the Inyan of the Kalim. L'chur, the division is very clear. The Kalim are all in Parshas Truma, and Tetzav is the bigger Kuna. There are three exceptions. There's the exception of the Menorah, the Shemen of the Menorah, which doesn't seem to be any real reason why it should be in Parshas Tetzaveh. If anything, it should be either in Parshas Truma, or should be later someplace Bechlal, because it's not. It's part of the Kalim, not part of the Begadim. And then you have the Parshas Mizbeach HaKetores, as we've spoken a few times, which is at the end of the Parsha, and that L'chur is certainly something which should not be in the Parsha of Tetzaveh, belongs in Truma. You also have the Kir much later, but the Kir you can answer is Eichetimtzah, Eichetimtzah. The Kir is a Mokum to Mekadish Adayim Vraglayim, and so it's really a Eichetimtzah for the Eichetimtzah, and it's not really one of the Kalim, maybe, whatever. But Akoponim, this Inyan over here of the overflow of the Shemen and the Keteris is a Dovah Da'ayim Adarsheni. And it's interesting, it's these two Inyanim Dafka that are the overflow. It says by the Menorah, it says that it's Asha al Mechutz Apareches, Asha al Ha'edus, Yarech Oysam Arno Bona Merivat Boike. So the Pasuk says that you get the Menorah is called the Eidus, or it's called Al Eidus, and Chazal say over here that it's Eidus Ulechol Bayoilom. That it's the, since the flame would last from the middle, he would be maschil with an emaravi, and he would be gomer, and it would last the longest. That was an edus l'chol be'olam that it was that the shchinas that the shchin in Yisrael. It's something that is a little bit peladic. Lemaisa, we have quite a few other inyanim that are always considered that are considered edus for Klal Yisrael. First of all, you have the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim lasted all week long fresh, and it says they used to pick it up and to show Klal Yisrael Ruchi Basim V'Yamokoyim. You don't see that's not called edus for Klal Yisrael, even though it's Berech HaMif Adaba. To us, the fact that a Ner lasts a little bit longer, it's never right. It's not such a big Nes. You don't know exactly what quality oil was. Maybe there's a wind. It's not so paladic. The bread lasting a week, it says that the Mecharef Megadif, the Noikiv B'Shem, said it's impossible. It bread can't last so fresh. So it was a bigger Nes. But more than that, it says there was a Surah Nisim. If there was one Nes that would count, you had the Atzei Maracha, which basically lasted the whole time. It says the wind didn't blow out, wasn't Mechaba, the Esha Maracha. That was one of Asar Nisim. There was Asar Nisim that were constant. So some of those Nisim were kind of Shaleroa Keri Miyamav, Shalei Pila Isha Merecha. They were negative Nisim. So you could say that that's not such Eidus. But the fact that the oir of the Maracha, everybody saw walking by. That was the external Mizbeach. And everybody and everyone saw that, and despite there was rain or wind or whatever it was, it never went out. Lo sichbe. So why didn't that count as a bigger nes, more of an edus? And b'chol, the whole Beis HaMikdash was a makom of Nisim and constant Nisim, and none of it is the Eidus. The Eidus is Dafke the Menorah, which doesn't really seem to us as being the extraordinary Nes per se. It's not something that we would say is extraordinary. When you're talking about the fact that we start the parasha with Menorah and we end it with Keteris, you find Menorah and Keteris go together in a few ways. First of all, the Rambam says, when the Rambam speaks about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he says that they used to make the It goes through the whole Seder Ayoyim, Tmidei Musafim, Perek Vav. And it goes through the Malam Evarim Lakeves, and then the Brachos. They would then make a pious who would do the Keteres, and Atavas Aneiros, and Dishnam Neira. So he would say, so then the one that would make the Dishnam Neira and the Atavas Aneiros would go in. V'yoytze ze shehiktir im Medashnam Neira. The one who was marked the Keteres would walk out together with the one who was Medashna Menaira, V'oimed al Maila Sa'ulam Hu Ve'echav Akahanim. And he and it would stand together, they would stand together with everybody else. And then they would do the Shira. So they would start the Shira that way. So it's extraordinary. I mean, what's the Seda Dvarim that they should go out together? I mean, they could go out whenever they want to go out. He finished doing it. There's a Seder in what you have to do first and what you have to do, the Mardash and the Psukim. When is that Torah? Is Kedemes Ladloka or after Ladloka? That is a Kepeda in the Seda Avoda. But what's the Kepeda they should go out together? So they walk out together and they stand there on the ulam. It's a strange thing over here. So you see that there's some sort of connection between the hadlokas haneiros and the keteiros. You find also that there's a tziruf haminim in this parasha. Meshicha was made with shemen and psamim, dafke. The shemen amishcha was a shemen together with psamim. It's in next week's parasha. That was the meshicha sakelim and chanukah sakelim. And the we have the parasha vayta, that the two ingredients that went into being meshich was shemen and keteiros dafke. So let's take a look at the an inyan. Zayat mentions the two together. He brings a pasuk. We'll start with that. He speaks over here about the keteiros coming together with the other inyanim, and he says that he starts with a pasuk over here, and he speaks about the inyan of he's mired a little bit. Won't get just as lost in the uses. Two avodas were done by kahanim that are be'etzim one inyan, one kesher. Uman inun, what are those two things? Shemen u'kteiros. Shemen and kteiros, the kidechsiv, shemen u'kteiros yismach leiv. So the Zohar Darshan is a pasuk. It says Shemen Uktoris Yismach Leiv. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So you see that Shemen Uktoris go hand in hand. Uchsiv u'bahalos aranis aneres ben arbaim yaktirena. Maishna hocha beitiva maishna osim bahalos kula chod milo. So basically he's saying that the Uktoris and the Shemen are a similar avoida, a one avoida, and both of them are called Shemen Uktoris Yismach Leiv. He also brings the pasuk, the Zohar over here and later, the pasuk of L'reach Shmonecha, L'reach Shmonecha Toivim, Alamoisa Yivucha, that the Reach is of Shemen. In other words, Reach and Shemen go together, and that brings together Alamois. So you see that the two Avoides, the two Inyanim of the Shemen in the beginning and the Keteiros later on, are both part and parcel of one Mahalach. The pasuk calls them both Shemen Uktoris Yismach Leiv, and they both go together. Let's try to understand here, Taka, what is the inyan of the Shemen and the Keteiros coming together? What's the teichin of it, and so on? We spoke a little bit last week. We spoke about the shchina about something being makif. We spoke about the difference of a bias and the difference of a the kalim. I want to bring another inyan with a little bit of a similar nekuda, but there's subtle differences. It says l'mashal, what does it mean that the shchina is shere, that the shchina is shere? What exactly is the melitza? What's the nekuda of shchina shere? So we have l'mashal pasuk later on. It says kinesha yoyer al kinoy, like an eagle hovers on top of a nest. When an eagle hovers on a nest, in some ways the nest is the reason for the eagle to hover on top of it. If it wouldn't have a nest, it wouldn't hover on top of that nest. But it doesn't rest on the nest. It sits above it, and it's because of the nest, but not, it's not a result of the nest in the sense that it's dependent on the nest. The eagle could hover there without that. It's not like somebody's sitting on something, and if the person is sitting on something, he's supported. When a person sits on a chair, he's being supported by the chair. When a nesher is hovering on Yerachiv al Goizolov, then you have a situation where it's not being supported by the nest, but it's floating above it, and it's there. It's connected to the nest. It's tied to the nest, but it's not being upheld by the nest. That, in other words, there are certain inyanim that are there, machmas, what's holding it up, but it's not directly needed by it. So, for instance, we spoke about the neshama and the seichel. The mind without the brain, we sort of caused you last week, the mind without the brain doesn't have a metzias in this world. The neshama is a neshama that perceives. The neshama is a neshama that has its understanding even without the guf, but not in this world. In this world, the neshama doesn't stay, there's no guf. If you kill the guf, the neshama is mistalik. The neshama goes up to its place. So you have a metzias of things that are attached to things in this world, but not a direct result of it. The metzias of neshama to guf is one of them. And in a lower darga, in a more palpable darga, the metzias of the mind to the brain is like that also. If you pegay on the brain, it affects the mind, but the mind itself is not just a piece of meat. It's something more than it. The mashal we give for that is like something hovers over something else. It's shayach to it. It's dependent, but not intrinsically. Just like the nesher, that's merachev al goizolov. The reason why he's there is because of the kids, but he doesn't need the kids to be there. But if you take the kids away, if you destroy the nest, the nesher doesn't come back there anymore. If you, the neshama is in this world only because of the guf. If you take the guf away, the neshama disappears in this world. So the neshama is here because of the guf, but it's not a result of the guf. That is the metzias kaviyachol of shchina. That's a mashal for shchina. V'shachanti besoicha means that klal Yisrael, it's possible to create a metzias in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha will manifest itself. It's there, not because the thing itself produces it, not because necessarily it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs that Chas V'Shalom, but rather the other way around. It's because it's because if there's a Makom Kodesh, Shechina finds itself at, it comes there. Wherever we kriya b'shem Hashem, Shem Ovo Yivarachticha. that when we pray b'shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and zevarach us. So we have the Mishkan and Mikdash are the metzias in this world of Inyanim that bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in this world. Me'idach Kisa, if you goinez it, if let's say the Inyan disappears, so there is no overt manifestation of Shechina, just like if the guf disappears, there's no more neshama in this world. But the flip side is, since the neshama wasn't destroyed be'etzem, it wasn't something that's part of the guf, with Tchias HaMesim, the neshama can come back there. Because the neshama is not the guf, it's not a direct result of the guf, it's there in conjunction with the guf. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh the guf, the neshama is indestructible, and it's back again. That's the relationship of guf to neshama in the oifin that we would call Shechina. That's the inyan of Shechina. In yonim of Kedusha, you have things that are a direct tit for a tat. A person does a maisa, he's poil something, a person gave tzedakah, he creates a certain union of chesed. That's every mitzvah, schar, mitzvah, mitzvah. Each mitzvah is a real act of content, it builds, it does, it creates, and so on. There are inyanim that a person can associate things beyond the inyanim he did. For instance, if a person learns, he knows that's like if you do a ma'aseh mitzvah. If you learned X amount, you know X amount. But if the person learns, it says chachmas adam to'ir panav, that a person's chachma creates an aura to him. That's not the direct limud. That's the extra, that's the neshama of the Torah, so to speak, that becomes a part of his metzias. It says in Chazal, where was the current or panav of Moshe Rabbeinu from? From the joy that was left over in the Sefer Torah. In other words, it's not the direct Torah that he learned, it's the extra chelik that is associated with it, but not dependent on it. So in Ma'aseh Mitzvos, we have in Yonim that are in Yonim of a direct effect, and then there are in Yonim that are an extra dimension. In Inyanim Beis HaMikdash was the same thing. Each and every Avodah had its own Inyanim. And those were Inyanim that are, each one makes its own tikkun, each one's own thing, and that's fine. In two Inyanim, do you find an extra dimension associated with it? Shemen Amenorah is the extra of the Ki'ilu of the shemen. It's the oyer is something which attaches off to the shemen. I mean, it's true that when the shemen runs out, the oyer is gone. But b'chol eifin, the way we see it, the oyer is like the ha'aras panim on top of the shemen, and so too with the reach of the psamim. The reach is a quality that's associated with it, but somehow it's an aura beyond it. It's very interesting. Even Big Day Kahuna, if you think about it, this begodim have two types of functions. One is direct function, to keep a person warm, to keep a person dry, to keep a person covered. Those are inyanim that are direct functions of begodim, and that's one inyan. The second inyan of begodim is lekhavod ol sifaris. Kavod and sifaris are projections, go beyond the beged. If a person wears a suit that's this and this thick, made of wool, it keeps him warm. That's a direct physical property of the beged. The fact that if a person wears this clothing, it gives him nechbadus, it gives him tiferes, that's a quality beyond the beged. It's hard to say how the wool makes him look chashuv, or how the blue color, the black color, the tchelis, or whatever it is, makes him look chashuv. But that's the way it is. So lemaisa in the inyan of tetzave bechlolius has this inyan, and in befrotius in the shemen and the k'tayrus, those are the two special inyanim. That shemen and k'tayrus are, like the Zohar says, one inyan. The fact that they're kilu beyond the everything else. It's interesting, the Rambam's lashon. In other words, the person who was madlik the oyer is called edus l'chola oylam. We mentioned a while back that edus has to be totally external. Edus can't be the thing itself. A baldova is be'etzim pasul edus, because he's an edus is always somebody who's an outsider. He's somebody who is he's somebody from the outside confirming a fact that is true to the person inside. So edus l'cholboi oylam means it's dafka an external phenomena. It's dafka something that's not part of the inyan itself, but rather an external inyan that's made on it. So the asara nisim were all properties of the thing itself. The oil was the ash was there; it didn't go out. The basa was a nisrach and so on. Those were not really edus. The hadlaka, the neiris, that was a type of thing that was keilu an extra dimension. The oil coming from the neir was a special dimension, and that's the edus cholboi oylam. The lechem itself was the internal quality of the lechem. The lechem stayed the way it was. This was something that was external, and b'meila had that type of maila. So the chelik of the mishkan that we can associate with hashras hashchina, or what we call neshama, are these two inyanim. That's why the mishcha was made like that. A kohen is a kohen is a kohen. So you take a kohen, you take a melech, you take kohen gadol. He is what he is. The mishicha adds to him a dimension that is with him, but more than him. What takes a hedyot and makes a melech out of him is mishcha. What takes a kohen and makes a kohen gadol out of him is mishcha. In other words, anytime you take and you want to add a quality that's affiliated with the person, but it's more than the person, but not the person itself, that's when Shem and Mishcha comes into play. And Shem and Mishcha is a hand-in-hand going of the Shemen together with the K'tayris. In the Seder, the way the Rama brings it, those two walked out, he said, and they would stand with Echa v'Kohanim. It's an extraordinary lashon. They would go back to the, you know, they were keilu the final pieces, the maktir of the k'tayres and the meitiv of the neiros would walk back to join the ranks of the echav kohanim, and then they would start the shira. That was keilu the final touches on it. Is that inyan? That is the inyan of the Mishkan, broadening the inyan to other inyanim. In Torah especially, you find inyanim that associate with Torah, but, for instance, we said before, the Chachmas Adam Toir Panav, a person's Chachma enlightens him. There's a halacha in the Rambam, the Gemara's that somebody that's Kara Vishana and his he doesn't act nicely to people, Ma Brius Oimris Olav Oilal Mishalom the Torah, Oil is this and Oil is that. A person who was a Kara Vishana and he has a good hisnagas with people around him, Ashri Mishalom the Torah, so on. You don't find, and the Rambam passes in Hilchos Derech Eretz, that there is halachas that are expected of everyone, and halachas meyuchad to Talmid Chacham. You don't find any place else in the Torah, any other inyan, that there should be two Torahs. More than that, we tell a person, you know what, if you're from a yid, you put on talus and tefillin and daven three times a day and eat kosher l'mahadrin and l'mahadrin, and you act this way, it's a chil Hashem, which is true. If you act nicely, the Gemara doesn't say it for from people. Neither does Rambam paskin it. Even though it's true, a person who's shreimim mitzvahs and he does a bad thing, it lives. He speaks specifically about a Talmud Chacham, because the mahalach of the chelik, the pasuk describes it. L'reach shmanecha toivim. What attracts the outside is to come to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reach of the Shemen HaToiv. The reach of the Shemen HaToiv is dafka, the quality of the extra quality. In other words, the pasuk is describing what brings a person to the Melech. Once a person gets to know the Melech, then the internal qualities are there. But the chelik, the aura, the aroma, the special sense of it is the bridge between the Melech and what surrounds him. A Talmud Chacham Dafka, Torah Dafka, contains that type of element, that just like the Seichel and the Moyach have this relationship, it's the closest to Guf and Neshama in the Guf itself. Torah, more than any other Inyan, contains a chelik that is a ha'ara, that is the chelik of Talmud Chacham. That's why in the parasha you first have the etzem mishkan, the klea mishkan, and then you have the things that go into the bechina of the aura that surrounds the mishkan, the nyanim that are the neshama that havas on it, so to speak, rather more than the toichen itself. It's interesting that in the Mahalach of Moadim, we have the Gimel Moadim. The Chachamim were metakin to Moadim, Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is the union of Shemen, B'chol, that's Moshe Pshitasa, and Tzorch Lefnim. Purim, Chazal Dash, and Mordechai, Minatoyim, Minayin, from the Parsha Psamim, Mordoror. It's very, very interesting. What's the kesha? We said before that the maila of the inyan of shechina is, it says that even the golos shechina was yarda to elam, which was in paras. Because the Shekhinah is not the Mishkan or the Mikdash, therefore it's present even when that becomes destroyed. It says in Sfarim that in the caver, the first few days, the Nefesh hovers above the caver, and then it goes a little off and back. Different Lashonis describing the same phenomena, that since the Metzias itself of the Nefesh is not the Guf, but rather there's an attachment to the guf, so even if the guf is gone, it's still shaykh to have some ha'or of that. Shivri luchis, Talmud Chochem, Shashach Talmudah is chayiv lechab because of shivri luchis. Shivri luchis have an aura of kedusha still because of what was. It's not the thing itself, it's beyond it. Avoida in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is gone, because if there's no mizbeach, there's no karbonis. If there's no shulchan, there's no lechem. There's no k'teiris, but the reyach of k'teiris stays. There's no menorah, but shalcha gadol mishalahem shalchaz la'olam. It lasts forever. The rabbanon, the chiddush that the rabbanon were misakin, is that they were able to tap into the inyanim that are mufka from the inyanim of olam ha'maisa. The Gimel Regolim, we say each time, the davening of the Gimel Regolim is what we don't have. The whole Musaf of Gimel Regolim is what we're missing. That you know, there's supposed to be Yontif today, but we can't bring the Karbanis. Yiratzen, we should bring the Karbanis. That's the Teichen of our Tefillah on those days. in Chanukah and Purim, Chazal were able to tap into those inyanim that stayed around even after the Gufay Shel Inyan is gone. Because even after the Migdash is gone, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there with Klal Yisrael. It's much, much more difficult to capture it because it's elusive. But it's there because it's because that's be'etzim independent of it. And Chazal caught it in the Bechinas Shemen by Chanukah, and it heard it in the Bechinas Reach by Purim. And it wasn't only just the Bechinas Reach of... It wasn't just the Bechinas Reach because Mar Dror is a remez to Mordechai is a remez to Mar Dror, which is Maridachya, and so on. It's the whole Metzius of Purim was where anytime you don't find something begolui, if somebody hides something, if sometimes a person walks in a place there's not a good aroma, you can't figure out what it is, and somewhere hidden there's something rotting. Because the koyach of reach is to linger in a place even when the thing is gone itself. Reach sheish b'yikar, reach shein b'yikar. Even when Klal Yisrael was in Golus, there still was a b'chinas reach that a person could tap into. When a person learns, and a person understands, in the years and in the tkuf in his life, that a person is kaveya his learning, he understands that besides the etzem learning, he's building also the shemen and the reach, then he has something afterwards as well. If a person's attitude is, what can I do, what can't I do? What's asa, what's muta, what do they allow, what don't they allow? Then when that's gone, everything goes with it. The person never ever had. It was like the Olam HaMitzvahs. After it's gone, it's gone. So when the person leaves the Beis Medrash, the person has nothing left with it. When a person is when a person is kaveya himself, the when a person is kaveya himself, that Torah is more than just the sitting and learning. It's the ha'ara that the chachmas adam Torah panav. The reach shmanecha toivim, that when a person looks at him and says, you know, this is a different cut of a person, that stays even when he's not learning befeil. One of the good zmanim for that achana and that kufa is Purim. When a person is sitting with meditation learning, basically he's well behaved, by definition. He's not doing anything else, and he's sitting and learning, and so on. What does a person look like when all the gods are down? When he's drunk and he doesn't have the any of the normal lemaisedik gods down, what does he look like? Some people you say Baruch Hashem 364 days a year he's sober. That's the one thing you say. You know, you take a look and you say there's a big black abyss over there. Some people take a look and say, even when he's not bedaitoy, there's an adinus hanefesh, there's a yoifi, there's something to the person that goes beyond the etzem maisa of behaving well. The person's metzias is finer cut. We'll take a little bit liberty and dash and the chayav initially psume with a sin. A person's man of psumim is this man. When a person is on a freer moment, and a person in every sense of the word, what stays there? If something has a bad reach, be'etzim, and you scrub it and you keep dressing it up with perfumes, so it's bearable, but if you stop one day, then all the sirchan comes up again. It's somebody that if you clear up whatever it was that was creating the odor and you scrub it clean, then even if you stop, it'll still be clean. It'll still smell clean. A person that being a bentayra means to him another dimension of Aris Panim, that stays afterwards. Chachamim gave us a matana toiva to take with us in the Golas. as long as Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, we had almost half of the Tayag mitzvahs plus, you know, we had twice as many mitzvahs we had now, we had a constant avodah and so on and so forth, and everything was there b'shleimus. And we had everything befoil. When that came to an end, when there was no, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Megala himself, what we're left with is some of that original Ashura Sashchina. And in two of the elements of Beis HaMikdash, we have Ashura Sashchina, and they come together. K'teres and Shemen are Yisamach Levav Ish. The aura of Simcha that a person has, the chedvas hachayim and the tzahalas haponim that a person has from the Yonim Ruchnim are the k'teres and the Shemen that are Mesamach Tzliboy. Shams.